This is the BBC.
Mr. Sellers, forward with your hand and knotted legs.
My music, please, minstrel. That music. It's 1899 and always on time. It comes from Winchelsea in the heart of the Brown Country, a typical English village with a population of 8 million, two-thirds under seven. From time to time, nothing happens.
But it always gets into the Sunday papers, mate.
I don't suppose we'll ever stop it in Winchelsea. Huh?
Itsy bitsy giddle whittle. There.
Dib.
Dibble dibble.
Ming.
Look. 1, 2. So you have, Henry.
How many months is he now, Min?
439.
So he's 37 years old, is he?
Yes. Dib.
Listen, Auntie Min and Uncle Hen. Oh. I know you love children, but isn't it time I was weaned?
Listen, Min, he's trying to talk. Oh.
I can't go on kipping in this pram. It's had 10 extensions already. People are starting to talk. Another thing, I can't go on wearing nappies any longer.
Long nappies are a must with you.
Oh. It's embarrassing, I tell you. Look what happened to it in the Paul Jones last night.
You won a spot prize?
Yes, but what a spot to pick.
Let's go in and I'll show you how to bend mangoes. Forward with leather.
They've gone in, folks. Now's my chance to escape. I'll knot the nappies and slide down the pram. Oh, no. That would leave me starkers. And there's Frostybot.
I travel the road in a military way. I travel the road in a military way.
All day long you see me down the old road, and when you see me, I'm on the road. I travel.
What luck! Here comes a man pushing himself along on a piano. And I must say he's a funny shape.
Scroll me frogs and sorts me blue. What's this? Here's me regimental tape measure. 3 foot by 3. Either it's a tall child or a short man.
I'm the latter.
Oh, we must be related. I'm a former latter, you know. I retired, the strain became too much for me.
Then those lumps on your head are not fakes.
What a practiced eye you have.
It's been practicing all day, listen.
Really?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ni, no.
Oh, yes. What? Oh. Yes, that lovely thing around your neck.
A gold chain, it belonged to my mother's throat.
Oops! Oh, dear. It's broken, and what do you know? It's fallen straight into old Dennis's deed box. Oh, dear. Do you believe in miracles, lad?
Help me escape, and you can keep it.
I'll not be party to such a crime. Let me tell you, sir, that I am in the process of finding King Arthur's lost sword.
Let me join you. I'm facing in the same direction. What could be better? Butter.
Spoons on you, spoons.
Splin.
Have you ever had any experience in King Arthur's sword finding?
Well, I took a course in it at Oxford, you know, and was sent down with flying colours and a pound of 24-hour quick dry licorice.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, but does your granny wear a bowler?
Side saddle.
Then you're my man. Come now, hold this outboard motor.
Murder, thieves, oh dear. Oh, the child's gone. Gone and never called me mother. Oh, dear. Hello, darling. Hello, police, rail. Hello.
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 Police, rail and fire station here.
Oh, dear, I'm... Oh, here. Oh.
Hurry up, more. I'm in the bath.
Oh. I won't look. Are you the police?
No, I'm the station master. I'll get him.
Good.
Oh. Hello, constable here.
You were the station master.
I was, but I changed me hat.
Oh. The child Harold has been stolen.
What? Little Harold?
Little Harold.
The light of Blin Street gone? I'll save him, Ma. Now then, any unusual marks on his body there?
Yes, he has a pair of legs that don't reach the ground.
So, we're looking for a lad with a space underneath. I'll save him, Mum. Click.
Click?
Yeah, I'm hanging up.
Oh. Come round and cut you down, then.
Hello, folks, calling folks, it's Nelly again. We now, perchance, about two men reclining in a deserted crow's nest, listening to a deserted wireless program.
Up. Yes, it's Bert Trusser and his late night gold and silver strings. At this time of the year, it's when a young man's fancy turns to love. And, well, yes, this young man's fancy turned to love. And lovely Tom Length sings, I never knew what love could do. And here it is, and it's called...
I stood on the cliffs at midnight. I stood on the cliffs at dawn.
I stood on the cliffs as the wind blew. And it...
We interrupt that splash to give you a police message. The child Harold is missing. A reward of 4 shillings a pound will be paid for his body's return. At the kidnapping, the child weighed 16 stone.
16 stone and 4 shillings a pound. That's 45 pounds reward, Moriarty.
With that money, I can afford to stand up. 45 pounds!
Please, Moriarty. Keep still. Do you want us both out of this suit? Now. We must plan a plan during this rendering of Max Goldray's conch.
Oh, boy, my conch is still making the headlines. Bludgy!
Conch has spoken.
Whoa, Ned, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, yes. This recorded lake might well be the one in which King Arthur's sword drowned.
What a terrible death for a sword.
It was in it up to the hilt, you know. Thank you. Now, Ned, I'll lay down and think of you as you slap around looking for the old fool there.
Isn't it risky me walking around the country in a nappy?
Have no fears, Neddy. The district abounds in wet nurses and a 24-hour nappy service.
Then I will return unblemished. Farewell!
And that is exactly what he looks like from the back. Part three, Neddy, further away.
Tramping along the highway with your legs all upside down. Good! What's this of the old cardboard oak tree? A sword in a stone.
He spotted it, Moriarty.
What does the label say? Excalibur. Read instruction in envelope. Whoever pulls a sword from the stone shall be king. King! Good! I'd stop traveling on buses.
Ah, dear straining lad.
If I can only get this out.
Oh. Could we help you?
Do you know a blacksmith?
Follow this road until you reach a blacksmith, and when you get there, ask again.
Make up your mind, you twits. I've been standing here waiting to stop my parts. Shut up! Get out with you! Nothing. The village blacksmith by William Wandsworth. Boil, cauldron, boil. Thou art not unkind. Acknowledge in gratitude to Gerald Hares of 20 Quirt Street, Islington. Yeah, that's not right. That's not a blacksmith. Come on now, come on. Who's the boys been messing around with my parts? You rotten part messers, you. Come here, you.
I'm the anti-climax.
Oh, dear Eccles, I don't know what to do with you, man. What's the matter with you, man? What you got in that parcel, then?
A bottle of water.
Oh, I never knew you went in for that kind of thing.
Oh, well, when you're earning big money, you know. You know, Doctor.
Yes, man. Could I see it with the cork out? Is that real water?
Oh, yeah. I got the maker's guarantee on this record. Oh, listen.
This water is genuine, and any copy of it will be confiscated. Remember, only genuine water makes this sound. Buy a bottle of genuine Badnock water today.
You can't get better than that.
What do you carry it about for, then, Nichols?
Well, it hasn't got legs.
But what about running water?
Yeah, this water must be a fake. Why, that naughty blood mark.
Blacksmith, could you help me to get this sword loose?
Well, I'll hold it, and when I nod my head, you hit it.
Let's get this right. You hold it, and when you nod your head, I hit it.
Yeah,
Okay.
Right.
Hurrah, that got it out! Hands up, all those who thought I was going to hit him on the nut. Now then. I'm the King of England. All kneel down and say after me, I am shorter than Harry Seacombe.
Your Majesty, we just heard the good news. Allow me to present my credentials.
What beauties!
Yes. The finest set this side of the wash.
Well done.
You could do with one.
Thank you, loyal subjects. Kneel down, I'll dub you.
You filthy shrine.
Arise. Arise, director of Tottenham Hotspur and Chelsea.
Mucky, mucky, mucky. Greeting from La France, Your Majesty. Your Majesty. Your royal robes and your royal choppers.
They're too big.
We'll soon fatten you up, lad. Swallow this stuffed elephant now.
Oh, delicious.
On the royal scales with him.
Oh, look. What?
Oh. 83 royal stones.
£4 a pound, 80 stone. That's £240 reward.
The heavier the better, Moriarty. Come, Ned, nibble this roast mountain now.
God, it's wonderful being a king. You can eat things the commoners don't get.
And another little fried hippopotamus.
Oh, thank you. Let the royal minstrel play.
All black magic has me in its spell. All black magic that I know so well. I see fingers up and down my spine. Say more witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. Say more tingle that I feel inside. When the elevator starts to ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go. Like a leaf caught in the tide. I can't stay away, what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame. Flame, burning desire, that only that kiss put out the fire. You're the lover that I've waited for. You're the one that I've been created for. And every time your eyes leave mine, baby, down and down I go, round and round I go, like a spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. I'm aflame, flame, burning desire, that only that kiss put out the fire. Hey. Oh, you're the lover, lover, lover that I waited for. You're the one that I've been created for. And every time your eyes meet mine, baby, down and down I go. A spin, a loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, a loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. In a spin, a loving a spin I'm in, under that old black magic of love. Under that old black magic of love.
£100, £3, 4 ounces.
A jackpot, Moriarty.
Look, I can't eat any more, lads. Pardon. Hello? King Seagum the First here, speaking from Pond Street, Croydon.
This is Prime Minister. Look here, I've looked up your claim.
Oh?
And I'm afraid you're not the King of England, you know.
What? There must be some mistake. I'm all dressed for the part. I mean, I'm on the throne.
Sorry.
Well, what am I, King of Croydon?
No, not even that, no.
Oh. Pond Street, then.
No.
Oh. What, then?
Well, look here. What's the number of your house?
23.
Well, that's it. You're King of 23 Pond Street, Croydon.
That's better. You don't get me scared into abdication, you know. Knock, knock, knock. Oh, the door. Come in.
Oh, Ned, what happened?
Where did you live to, you naughty thing? I've been laying by the lake for 3 months in all weathers. But the weather got too much for me, you know, and the wind, you know, it all.
I bet it was me. Yes. Yeah, your search is over. I found the sword Excalibur.
Excalibur to you too, my dear fellow. Teddy, wait a moment. What? How? Oh, where's me old military magnifying glass? Wait a second. This is a fake.
What?
Look here. Property of the touring company of Nudes, Knees, and Shakespeare.
God, my God! This means I'll have to abdicate. Citizens, 23 Pong Street is now without a king.
I declare it a republic. I say, wait a minute. Who's there? Look who's there in the mirror. Why, it's old Dennis Bloodnock. First president of 23 Pond Street. Hooray for Dennis.
Hurry, Ned, it's a revolution. They will overthrow the monarchy. Pull this coach on. Keep up.
Thank you for rescuing me, loyal subjects. I'll see you have tea with me.
And you with us. We commence with elephant au gratin and cement pudding.
Ah, delicious.
603 stone, Gripper.
No more now, lads, please. I'm almost bursting. Too late! Why? Where we stop? Where are we? Help! Not the cradle again!
Here, Auntie Min, your child Harold. 603 stone at 4 shillings a pound each goes, Skeltham Prandaclee. Pound's reward.
He's a fake. My boy only weighs 16 stone.
Well, we shall have to reduce him. Into the steam bath with him, Mariate.
Get the steam on his knees, Mariate.
That's it. Look at that stomach vanish, Mariate.
I'm getting down.
Stop! I'm vaporizing with the heat. You can't do this to me. I'm the king of 23 Penn Street.
I'll have you arrested by my royal policeman. My mother keeps a duck bomb in Kent, and they're all facing Ethan Hill. Give me a gun, and they come to Ethan
Hill. He's vaporized now. Into this bottle with him. Now, to the palladium.
The scene, Harry Seacombe's dressing room.
Yeah, what is the autograph?
Yeah, autograph.
In that queue over there, Sonny.
Oh, this is the dressing room.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, like a drink from my bottle of water.
No, thank Geckos. I'm training to be a desert.
Oh. Hands up, everybody! Drop everything!
Yes, now listen, Seacombe fans. This bottle contains your favorite singer in liquid form. Put a cork on him, Mario. Now, we want £1,000 or we drink him.
Don't let him drink me, folks. I hate traveling by tube.
Hurrah, I'm fine. There, £1,000 in bent nappy spoon.
Even better than we thought. Here's your bottle. Come.
Harry. Speak to me. Say something, Harry. Hold this bottle while I get a doctor.
Okay.
Echoes, don't get them bottles mixed up, Echoes.
No.
I didn't even see what's coming, folks. If so, don't spoil it for me.
Hello, Doctor.
Arno, sir, this is the patient here, is it? Hey, this is a genuine vintage Seacombe, and it tastes very ill.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at there?
Well, I just heard you in case anybody said something funny.
Well, what happened? Hurry up,
I'm catching
me
death
of
cold in here.
We
still
must
go to the bottom.
Wow.
I've got no time to waste. The only way to restore Mr. Seacombe to his normal self is to bring this to the boil. Add a pound of leeks. Oats milk, a touch of saucepan bach. May Jones, a spoon of world and
what? What about the brandy?
Steady, Seacombe, steady, Seacombe. I'm just going to bring you to the boil. That's strange. Nothing's happened.
Oh, I gave you the wrong bottle.
What? The other one then, Harry. It's a payoff, Harry.
I drank it.
Say you are.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interests of hygiene, we end this show. Good night, all.